This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're going to be talking about your wellness. And visiting with us from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, we're going to be talking with Dr. David McKnight and also Dr. Sadish Siva. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
We're going to be talking about ways to get people feeling better. Not only physically, but about themselves, psychologically. It all works together. And you have a program called NexSlim.
That's right.
Tell us, how does that work?
We've been doing NexSlim now for 2 years. And it's a comprehensive weight loss program. I'd rather say a weight management program, because the problem with our weight sometimes is we can lose weight okay, but then we have a hard time maintaining it. And so people end up on a roller coaster, up and down, up and down, up and down. The unique thing about NexSlim is that we try to educate people concerning their diet and their activity levels, and try to leave them at the end of the program with the tools that they need to maintain a healthy weight and follow healthy habits going forward in their lives. So there are tools that we've developed in this regard. And one of the things that we're looking at right now is the use of body composition scan, and that's why Dr. Siva's with us today. It's a technology using the MRI scan to actually look at body fat before and after. So people can actually see the progress they've made.
We're a visual world.
Yes, we are.
We need to see what's happening. Mm-hmm. Dr. Siva, tell us about that, if you would.
Yeah, we are really excited to offer this new scan called the Body Composition Scan. And this actually came about based on my own personal experience. I'm one of the radiologists at the clinic, and whenever we have a new protocol, I usually am one of the guinea pigs testing it. And I just so happened to have a scan before I started my own weight loss attempts, and I started working out, and I had to have a scan prior to it for a protocol. And then about a month later or so, I had another chance to be in the scanner, and just visually looking at it, I was very pleased to see that, yeah, my hard work was paying off, and saw that the fat was kind of decreasing, not only the subcutaneous fat, which most people are worried about cosmetically, but also the more dangerous visceral fat. And that's the fat that surrounds the intestines, the organs. That's the stuff that really, until now, you really couldn't accurately depict. I know a lot of people have these scales with the body fat measurements that uses a technology called bioimpedance. And that gives you a general estimation of your entire fat in your body, but it doesn't kind of divide the fat into your subcutaneous fat or your visceral fat. With MRI, we could actually accurately depict the two types of fat. It is a visual image that we have, and we could actually measure the subcutaneous fat decreasing, as well as the taking a look at the more dangerous visceral fat. So I saw how it affected me and motivated me, and I thought, why not we offer this to the general public? And we apparently for the viewers of the Biggest Loser on TV, they had been also doing some similar concept. So we decided to offer this to patients. We would ideally like to have one before they start their weight loss program, a pre-scan or a pre-exercise regimen, and then have another scan at their choosing, where they could see just a visual idea or track their progress. And a lot of people don't know too much about the visceral fat, the more dangerous belly fat, as it's called. It's associated with a lot of health risks. It's associated with type 2 diabetes. This fat is known to release a lot of inflammatory molecules, technically called cytokines. It's been also associated with a lot of cancer risks, colorectal cancer in particular, in women, breast cancer. So it's not just something that, you know, it's nice to look at, but, you know, if it motivates patients to start trying to get rid of that fat, if they're told that they have a lot of visceral fat, I think it serves as a good motivation to get them on a healthy program.
So is this the warning signal that people have where they, particularly with men, say if you have over a 38-inch waist, you're in danger, something like that? Is that the right number, 38-inch?
It pretty much is. For people that don't have this technology, that was a general estimate. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say what kind of fat. Some people might have a large waist but not that much intra-abdominal fat. But the quick way of measuring that is a cutoff point where people start getting really concerned that they could be having more dangerous visceral fat.
But this lets you actually see whether you're being successful or not.
That is correct. These images will be, you basically go into the MRI scanner. It's about a 5-minute scan. We do a sequence that highlights fat, that actually brings out fat, and then a radiologist will actually look at the images. And not only do you have the advantage of a radiologist looking at the images for fat, but we also look at the other organs that you happen to have being scanned. So mm-hmm. we could also incidentally pick up other medical problems that you might not be aware of or your doctor might not be aware of, such as an aneurysm or, you know, a renal mass or a liver mass. These are things that we just happen to catch at the same time analyzing the other parts of the fat. We get this as well.
Well, I might as well jump in and ask this question because I know listeners are wondering about it. When you say, get a picture of my inside body, they're thinking x-rays and stuff like that. When you say MRI, that's magnetic, no x-rays, right?
There is no ionizing radiation. MRI uses magnets and radio frequency. There really isn't that radiation risk that people associate with other modalities of radiology. There are some things that you want to be aware of if you have a pacemaker or if patients are claustrophobic, there may be, you know, some problems getting the scan, and that would be something that we could address when they are trying to purchase this program.
So as you're losing weight and you're doing specific exercises, you're eating the right food, if you're not losing enough weight in certain places in your body, and you can see it with your MRI images, can you change the exercise to focus on that part of the body or something?
It can serve as a target zone. The majority of how fat works, where you're losing fat, it's a general process. It's basically your intake versus your outtake, and whenever you create a negative balance, that's when your body starts losing fat. It's hard to say that you're going to target one particular area. It usually is a systemic effect. But it does serve as motivation. I mean, for everyone who's had this scan, myself included, it basically kind of is a visual motivating factor. If you're doing the right things, you'll see fairly quick results, and you want to continue that healthy lifestyle.
Have you ever had a weight problem?
Several times.
This guy is very slim. They're both very slim, as a matter of fact.
I appreciate that. My particular time I've lost about 30 pounds since starting this, so I would consider I was overweight prior to this, and it just so happened that it was my New Year's resolution, and this was one of the tools that I kept to keep me motivated, and mm-hmm. just wanted to get a happy lifestyle.
So actually seeing progress is an encouragement for everybody. Dr. McKnight, this is phenomenal. I mean, this is great.
Yeah, it's it's a really neat idea. And I think it has a lot more medical significance than we probably realized until we began thinking about this. What brings people in for weight loss usually is the cosmetic aspects of it. They don't like the way they look. They don't like the way they feel. But, you know, we tend to look in the mirror and see what we can see, and that's the subcutaneous fat, the fat that we've deposited under our skin and outside of our muscles. But the dangerous fat is the fat that we can't see. We don't know all the ramifications of what large amounts of visceral fat or intra-abdominal fat are, but there apparently is a very complex hormonal dance taking place metabolically between this fat and the liver. And as Dr. Siva mentioned, chemical mediators called cytokines are released that are inflammatory, and we're learning more and more about the role that this visceral fat plays in the development of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, certain types of cancer, even depression. Now, one of these days we may be able to tell you exactly how that works.
And all of this is a body scan, is it through the MRI system?
That's right.
Boy, that's, and how long does that take?
The actual imaging in the machine is about a 5-minute scan. It's it's certainly not too time intensive. The patient would come in, go through a questionnaire just to make sure that they are suitable for being scanned, and but the actual time that they're on the table is, it's about 5 minutes.
Once you go through this program, I keep thinking it's hard to make somebody totally change. Have you had pretty good success with them keeping the weight off?
Well, we've had a number of successes. There will always, you know, with any weight loss program, there's always going to be people who, for whatever reason, lack motivation to continue. I don't know what we can do about that. We try to be as encouraging and coaching as much as we can, but there will always be people who leave the program and regain their weight. But we try to keep an open door so that anybody who's you know, who's willing to make the effort, we'll give them the tools to be successful. And if they get out there and they flounder, they can always come back. In a lot of ways, you know, you kind of have to look at weight management, I guess, the way alcoholics look at recovery. You know, you live one day at a time, and you realize that you're always just a few poor choices away from being where you were, and you try to surround yourself with people and places that are going to be good for you rather than bad for you. And then when you realize that you're in trouble again, you try to get back on the right track as soon as you can.
Do they come back on a regular basis after they've reached their goal?
We have a maintenance program. The main part of the program is weekly, and then when people reach their goal weight, then we stretch out to 2-week visits, and then eventually, you know, we would like for people to come in once a month or every couple of months, whatever, and check in and see where they are. I think that's ideal.
You know, I think anyone who's had a weight problem, you always look around you and you see people that you've known all your life who sit there and they eat hamburgers and French fries and drink milkshakes and they're skinny as a rail.
Yeah, that was me till I was 50.
So what is it, just your metabolism? Is that what is different?
I think it's a matter of...
Because you're eating the wrong food, period.
Right. We develop bad habits that we get away from that we get away with as we're younger, because we're more active. We have higher muscle mass, which is metabolically active and burns calories. And as we get older, the cumulative effects of laying down gradually more and more body fat and becoming less and less active eventually takes its toll. And we suddenly wake up one day and realize, gee, I'm overweight and I'm a borderline diabetic, and that was the case with me a year or so ago, and I managed to drop 30 pounds and feel a whole lot better.
So people, as they're growing up and they're slim and trim and look good, if they eat the wrong food, will they be having problems inside they can't see, and maybe they too are a candidate for the next slim program?
Right. I think this emerging research has shown us that there are, you know, there's a subgroup of people who perhaps don't appear to be all that obese on the outside, but may have a significant amount of visceral fat that they're unaware of until they eventually develop type 2 diabetes, for example.
And, of course, this program would find that person
right.
and help them, too.
Yes.
So it's whether you're visually overweight or just have some health issues, this program can really help you in a dramatic way. In fact, if you could eliminate type 2 diabetes or any of these other diseases before they hit you, mm-hmm. that's phenomenal.
Absolutely. Obesity is the common link to a host of diseases that afflict adults in this country. We've mentioned diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, depression, sleep apnea.
It even has to do with sleep apnea.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh? And if we could eliminate obesity, we would eliminate a whole lot of the medical costs that we experience in this country.
Now, when you say obesity, when someone says this is about what you should weigh, I know with me, it's always a whole lot less. Even if I lose down to what I think is a comfortable size, when you go see some doctors, what they tell you should weigh is way lower than that. So what do you do? I mean, is that figure that... Are we in denial?
I think that's probably what we are. That's a good word for it. The term obesity is based on the body mass index, which is a calculation that takes into account your surface area and your height and your weight and so forth. And the ideal body mass index should be around 25 or in the 18.5 to 25 range. 25 to 30 is considered overweight. You get to 30, then that's where officially you're obese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know, we have people walking around in pretty large numbers with a body mass index of 40 and greater. So there are people who are in pretty serious trouble, and it hasn't dawned on them yet, or they haven't really gotten into medical difficulty yet, but it's inevitable for them.
This generation that we are growing right now, the young adults, those mm-hmm. are the ones who have the biggest problem, aren't they?
Well, we've recently opened the NextLim program up to the pediatric age group. 15, we will start at 15 years of age now with their pediatrician's approval, because kids don't play outside as much as they used to. They watch watch TV and play video games. We're a little bit more fearful of being outside and exposed to predators and so forth. And so kids aren't out burning calories like they once did. And we eat foods that are high fat, high carb, highly processed foods, and as a consequence, we have an epidemic of childhood obesity.
And they're learning from their parents.
That's right.
And it just goes on and on and on. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check on the traffic and weather. We'll come back, and this next segment is where we open up the phone lines. If you have a question that you'd like to ask Dr. Siva or Dr. McKnight, give us a call. 893-1450. This could be the program that changes your life. And today could be the start of an all-new day for you. An all-new slim you. Thanks to this program at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. These two physicians are here to help you this morning. Our number again, 893-1450. We'll be right back.
And I won't put up my hands up and surrender.
Good Neighbor Talk focuses totally on the issues that impact the heart of Tennessee.
Oh, yeah?
This is your radio station, WGNS Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro is home to the 2012 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. It's the Ford F-150, now in stock at Ford of Murfreesboro. Need something bigger? Check out their Super Duty line of trucks. They've got over 50 to choose from right now at Ford of Murfreesboro. Plus, they have over 50 Ford Escapes and over 50 Ford Mustangs in stock at Ford of Murfreesboro. Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com, Ford of Murfreesboro, on Broad at Northfield.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We are offering free exterior cleaning and time checks on all fine timepieces by our two watch technicians. Come in this month for your free cleaning and time check.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. We don't have eight great locations. There's just one Bell Jewelers. And just because we're not one of the big chains doesn't mean you can't get good values at Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Quality automotive repair service and repair at honest, fair prices. Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad Street across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Call 896-1407. We care and we're here to help.
Good morning. We had that accident earlier involving injuries at the intersection of East Main at Baird. That's in the clearing stages. We still have lots of congestion, though. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, also Broad at Warrior. And also, we've got still a lot of congestion, Old Fort Parkway at Chaffin, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen, and I-24 at 96. Las Palmas Mexican Restaurant's been voted the best Mexican restaurant since 1990. Stop by for lunch or dinner online at LasPalmasMXRest.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have a slight chance for showers in the forecast, mainly cloudy skies and gradually becoming sunny. 61 degrees for your high temperature with breezy winds out of the southwest. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, 52.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I do feel that I have been given the greatest gift. They have been over backwards to help me.
Family Staffing Solutions. Thinking about your parents. We can be there when you're not.
For the older people that have family members that are struggling with this, please understand, you only have to call this number.
Family Staffing Solutions, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. WGNS, Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
It's not like he's got to read my mind to know what I'm feeling after all this time. It's just too hard to hold on to what is never around.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. We're talking about getting you healthier, getting you to the right shape and size, getting you to the right weight, and even more important, getting your body fat the way it should be. And they're doing that in some unique ways at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Visiting with us this morning, Dr. David McKnight and Dr. Sadish Siva. 893-1450 is the phone number. They're doing body scans, MRI body scans, where you actually can see the reduction of fat in your body. And Dr. Siva, you actually can see it. Even the lay person who's not a physician can tell a big difference.
Definitely, and that's one of the advantages of this study is we actually give each patient a CD that they could take home and actually have the images with them. It basically gives them a visual time frame of where they are in their regimen. It's important, I guess, I mean, for me and personally, when I started trying to exercise and get healthier, the scale sometimes never reflected that right away. Sometimes you feel like, wow, I did so much work, I've been eating right, but the pounds are just not coming off. And that can really make you less motivated and you feel like you want to give up. In actuality, what's happening is you may be losing fat, but you're gaining muscle mass. And the scale can't separate what your body weighs into muscle or fat. It just gives you a number. And if you just rely on that number, if the number goes down, that's great. People get motivated, but sometimes you get into these weight plateaus where you could stay in a plateau for such a long time, even though you're still having a lot of effort. And there's times when I felt like that too, where I'm just not doing anything more and I should just give up. And it's important to listeners just to know that your body is still modifying itself. It's just not reflected accurately in the scale. And there are some techniques besides MRI that can help you get a general assessment of your body fat. The newer scales, like I mentioned before, have that bioimpedance measurements. That gives you a general overview of all your fat. That's probably the least accurate of all the methods. It gives you a good trending number. I wouldn't rely on that number as an absolute, but if you see that the number is trending down, that should serve as motivation. There's also calipers that you could use. There are professionals that can measure your skin fold thickness with calipers. That's a little bit more accurate, but of course it's technically dependent on the person who's doing the measurements. So that also is up to debate on whether or not you're getting an accurate view. And then prior to this, people would do body submersion where they're actually weighing themselves dry and then also underwater. And then because fat is less dense than water, the difference in that those two measurements would give you an accurate weight difference of fat that you've lost. But all those techniques did not show you the intra-abdominal fat, the visceral fat. This is one of the only ones I've come across that you actually have a look at what's inside, what's covering your organs, the more dangerous fat.
Right.
And I think a lot of people get concerned with cosmetic, and I admit, when I started losing weight, I liked the way I looked in the mirror better. I mean, clothes fit better and all that, but it was actually the best thing I'd done for my life is to reduce the visceral fat. And that is something that I don't think there's too many techniques out there that somebody could actually say, wow, I've actually done that reduction in that fat. And the two fats behave differently. They don't, you could lose the subcutaneous fat a lot quicker than the visceral fat. So it just helps serve you as a motivation to continue your program if you know that these changes are being made slowly and gradually.
Let's go to the phones. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
Is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Mm-hmm. What I want to know, how do you know if it's just from being sedentary you're gaining weight, or how do you know if it's thyroid or hormone problems, and if you have no insurance, how much does it cost to get into the program?
Okay. Hold on, because they may have a question for you, too.
Part of the initial evaluation involves pretty comprehensive blood testing, including thyroid and so forth, and so those are things that are looked at from the beginning. And if someone has a medical issue that's responsible for their weight gain, then that needs to be addressed on the front end. But there are a lot of chicken and the egg questions that take place when you start talking about such a broad term as hormones. Hormones can be responsible for fat, but fat can be responsible for hormones too. Even somebody who has a thyroid abnormality or some type of hormonal abnormality can still lose weight, and it's likely that their hormone condition would benefit by that. And I forget what
she,
was the other
she
part
said
of the question.
She, for somebody who does not have insurance, how much does this cost?
Yeah. Unfortunately, insurance seldom covers weight loss, as ridiculous as it is, because they consider it cosmetic, even though it has all these health implications. But we try to work with people and make it as affordable as possible. We have a number of different avenues that we can try, and my manager Shelley is very adept at finding different ways to get the cost covered and make it affordable for people. So just call her at our number 867-8100, and she can bring you in for that initial evaluation, which we'll do complimentary. Sit down and put you on the scale, see where you are to begin with, and see what we can do to make it affordable for you.
Have you been battling being overweight for a while? Hello? I guess we've lost her. But we'll never know. 893-1450, but at least she made the call.
Right.
And if she has been battling the weight, this is a beginning. It's a first step. That first one, like they say, is the hardest one.
Yes, it is.
So make that first step going in and letting them evaluate whether or not you're a good candidate. I can't imagine somebody being a bad candidate. No matter what, if this makes you feel better, if it gets rid of some other problems that you have had, it's worth it, because in addition to getting rid of that problem, it's eliminating your obesity or your overweight That's problem, right. whichever degree you have.
We have a very wide range of patients coming in. You know, there are some who just realize swimsuit season's right around the corner and they want to lose 10 or 15 pounds real quick. And then we have others who are just about to where they can't walk anymore. And they need to lose 100 or more pounds. And the process is pretty much the same for both. It's just a matter of how long it's going to take.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Dr. McKnight and Dr. Siva. How are you today?
Fine. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sometimes people that are real skinny, do they still have that visceral fat? And I wonder what kind of foods put that visceral fat on people. I sort of imagine it to be the kind of fat I used to see when I was dressing chickens or something like that.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. What about that?
You know, the a person who is really skinny probably doesn't have a lot of visceral fat, but someone who may not have a lot of fat on their arms or legs but has a large waist circumference may indeed have that visceral fat. And those are the people who may be in more danger than they realize based just purely on their external appearance.
So this program will help them, even though when they put their clothes on, people say, hey, you're the right size. They inside may have some problems.
Yeah, I think the body composition scan would be especially attractive to someone who's in that borderline territory, who maybe they've been aware that their waist size has increased over the past few years. You know, a lot of us men, you know, we'll wear the same waist size for decades. We just have more overlapping the top than we did when we were 25.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we begin to get into trouble with the visceral fat that the body composition scan can disclose to us.
Ma'am, did you have another comment?
I think that was everything, except I wondered what kind of food, you know, puts on that visceral fat.
Well, it's the same kind of food that puts on fat everywhere. We tend to have high carbohydrate diets, and it's all those carbohydrates, and over a period of time that tends to do that to us.
All righty, thank you for calling. You have a nice day. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. So if we could eliminate certain things from our diet, would we be better off? And if the answer is yes, what would those be?
Well, you certainly wouldn't want to eliminate protein. Any good weight loss diet is going to have a healthy complement of protein so that you preserve muscle mass. But you would want to decrease carbohydrates and make sure that the
so people know what that is. What is a carbohydrate? What are some examples?
Carbohydrates are sugars, starches, those types of things.
Okay.
There are some carbohydrates that are relatively healthy for us, complex carbohydrates that are found in fruits and vegetables, for example. But carbohydrates that are rapidly metabolized and cause sudden peaks in our blood sugar and then get converted to fat in our bodies are the ones we got to learn to recognize and stay away from.
Mm-hmm. So there's a difference in sugar in a candy bar versus sugar in a banana.
Exactly.
Okay. The banana's better, I'm guessing?
Yes.
That wasn't the answer I wanted. 893-1450 is our phone number. And so we're eating more of the wrong things and sitting more, being less active.
Yes.
And so we're having these problems mount dramatically.
Yes, they do.
And we're looking at other countries. We're always looking around at other places and other people and say, oh, well, they're much healthier. They're slender and all that. And we try to maybe justify this. And suddenly everybody comes up with a Middle Eastern diet or a Greek diet or something where these people have less heart disease. Mm-hmm. But we're kidding ourselves, I guess.
Well, there are things that we can learn and take away from the Mediterranean diet, for example, and concerning healthy fats versus unhealthy fats and so forth. So there's a lot that we can learn, but to apply it to life in America, we basically have to work with what people can do, what foods are available here, what activities are available here. And for most of us, we have to make a conscious decision to change our habits, and we can find the things that are healthy for us right here close to home.
If you excuse me, if you think of your body like a bank, if you're putting in more and you're not working out as much, so you're taking out less, you're going to start accumulating. So even if you're eating a very healthy diet, but you're eating a lot of it. Sometimes people get tricked into these low-calorie chips and low-calorie cookies, and they're thinking, wow, I'm eating healthy, it's low-calorie, but they're eating more than they would normally if it wasn't. For every 3,500 calories excess that you're putting in, people have said that you gain about a pound of fat. So if you think of yourself as if you're having a normal intake, but your activity is very low, even though you might be eating very healthy, your body still has a surplus that is going to be storing. So it a lot of the things are, it's a complex behavior pattern. It's not just modifying your diet, but it has to be a balance between activity, your intake, because if you eat everything healthy and you're eating a lot, you will gain weight.
So no matter what we call this, no matter what type of fancy decoration we put on it, it goes back to the basics. If you don't burn as many calories as you're taking in, you're going to gain weight.
Exactly.
That's right.
So it's that simple.
And your body has what's called a basal metabolic rate. Mm-hmm. That's basically if you just lie in bed all day, that's how much your body will burn. It could range anywhere from like 1,200 to 1,800 calories. So that's basically the calories that your body just burns to maintain your temperature and to maintain digestion. Anything that you do above that raises your basal metabolic rate. Muscle is a wonderful tissue. It basically has a high rate, and people who start doing weightlifting programs, their basal metabolic rate increases dramatically. So they're allowed to eat a lot more because their body is becoming more efficient burning it. So you can think of your body as like an engine or a bank. You know, you put in good fuel and you use it, you don't accumulate anything. But if you are sedentary and your muscle atrophies, you're basically going to be full of fat, and fat is very metabolically inactive. And that's one of your best storage systems your body has. I mean, this is your body over thousands of years of trying to design it so in case you came into a situation where you're starving, you could use this fat. But unfortunately, in America, we never get to that starvation point. We're just basically all the time having food constantly at our hands, and our body has not adapted to, we don't need this starvation mode of saving. It's always saving for a rainy day, but like I said, there is no rainy day apparently here.
We just keep saving and saving and getting bigger. Right. Now, this basal metabolic rate, the number of calories that we would burn if we just laid in bed all day, is that different for everybody?
Yes. It really is depending on your body composition in terms of how much muscle mass you have. Your age also has an effect on it, too.
Male or female.
Yeah, gender is another big factor. And that's why some of my coworkers, when I started losing weight, they're doing the same program as I am, or even doing more. A man tends to burn calories a lot more efficiently and lose weight quicker. So sometimes I get these evil looks that I'm dropping pounds quicker, but it's just the way that it was just designed, that there's a lot more muscle mass in a male than a female typically. And that's why men have higher resting metabolism.
So is that the first point that you work on, letting people know what their basal metabolic rate is, and you add to or take away from whatever they need to do to make themselves healthy?
When someone comes in for their initial NextSlim evaluation, we calculate their basal metabolic rate, and that way we know how many calories we need to take in each day to lose X amount of weight.
Mm-hmm. And this is where you're different, I think, because everybody is different.
That's right.
And you can't just say, here's what you do, period. And because everybody is different. And some people need more exercise. Some people need to dramatically change what they're eating. Some people are eating probably pretty close to the right thing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the phones. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
Doing great. I understand that the gentleman, the doctor, whichever title prefers, talks about losing weight. But can he tell a 60-year-old person, I've been healthy all my life, 6 feet tall, went from 197 to probably less than 150. I haven't stepped on the scales lately. I want to gain weight because at 197, 20 years ago, I felt better than I've ever felt in my life. Now I feel weak, and I'd like to know how I can put on weight, if there is a supplement that I can take, or if I should not worry about it because of age is taking over. Thank you, and I will wait for your response.
Okay, thank you.
I think the first thing that I would do in that circumstance is find an explanation for why the weight loss. Sometimes weight loss can be an indicator that there's an underlying medical condition that needs to be addressed. So I would start with my primary care doctor and just say, you know, I've lost 45 pounds or whatever it was, and let's find out why that is. Because usually the struggle is going the other way.
Just in case this person does not have a primary care physician,
mm-hmm.
can they come directly to you?
Well, with NextSlim, we wouldn't be necessarily geared for that kind of an evaluation, but we could certainly get them in touch with a Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is a multi-specialty clinic, and we have lots of primary care people there. We could certainly get them plugged in with somebody if they're not already a patient somewhere.
But that's definitely not the norm to lose 45 pounds.
Not the norm. I would be worried about an underlying medical condition. Yeah.
This is what we call unexplained weight loss.
Right.
If he's not actively trying to lose weight, but his body is dropping pounds, and that is a drastic amount of pounds to lose. I'm not sure over what time frame, but unexplained weight loss, there are a lot of other concerning things. I mean, you have to worry about neoplasm and stuff like that, or metabolic condition that... But this is if he's not actively trying to lose that weight and it's happening anyway, it should seek medical attention.
We're not trying to scare this person. We're just saying that's not normal.
Correct.
Don't wait and see what it is. Take some steps to find out.
Yeah, there are things that can be done to put weight back on, but first you want to know why the weight was lost.
Our phone number is 893-1450. We're going to check on the weather. Our final time to do that. And we'll be back and take a few more calls. Just a few minutes left, so if you have a question, dial quickly. 893-1450. We're talking about your weight. Is it where you want to be?
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Good Neighbor Talk on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
WeatherEye.
We have a slight chance for showers in the forecast, mainly cloudy skies and gradually becoming sunny. 61 degrees for your high temperature with breezy winds out of the southwest. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaliever. Right now, 52.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
There is an underground civilization underneath of the North American continent.
It's Coast to Coast AM, overnight, every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Some words you're singing, boy, I don't understand. I like my daylight to be silver. I like my night skies to be blue. Blue as you.
Welcome back. We're talking about your wellness today. And visiting with us, Dr. David McKnight and Dr. Sadish Siva. Both from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. We're talking about the Next Slim program, a unique way to not only lose weight, but to keep your weight where it should be, to keep, even more important than your weight, your body composition. I guess that's really what we're looking at, the body composition, and if you keep that where it should be, everything else follows. The way you feel, the way you look, the whole bit. And they're doing this by showing you through some MRIs, magnetic resonant imaging, is that what?
That is correct.
How your interior looks, the part you don't see, the body fat, so that if you reach a plateau, you'll know, hey, it's still working, don't get down. And do you continue to do this? Do you have MRIs later in life, every 6 months, every year, to let people know, you're doing the right thing. It's staying off. Your body fat is where it should be.
Yeah, this is kind of the way that we would use this scan is kind of a before and after thing. It would be good to see where your starting point is, and then it's up to the patient to decide when they want to do their follow-up scan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that we envision this as being something that you do every few weeks or anything like that, because we have the bioimpedance scale at Next Slim. We can track the percent of body fat and track lean weight and fat weight week by week as people come in, but what that doesn't show us is the amount of the visceral fat, the dangerous fat. And so we make the assumption as weight loss is proceeding that weight is coming off from both places, the subcutaneous area and the visceral area. And then at the conclusion or near conclusion of the weight loss program, then you can go back with the body scan and see for yourself that you've made the desired amount of progress there.
Now, I just realized all of our lines are tied up. People have questions, and I looked at the clock, and we're out of time. This happens often. For those of you who are listening, we apologize. We're not going to be able to get to your calls. How can they get in touch with you at the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic?
The Next Slim phone number is 867-8100. And we can get them in touch with Dr. Siva's scan there. We can give them information about both the Next Limb program and the body composition scan.
And there's no beginning time. You can just begin this week, next week, whenever is good for
just
you.
Just give us a call and we'll find a time.
Dr. David McKnight and Dr. Sadish Siva visiting with us from the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, telling us about the Next Slim program. Thank you both for being with us today. Everybody, make this the first step.